Hello, Josh.
Hang on, let me do this.
Yes.
Hi, Josh. My name's Amy. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. So I'm just kind of pulling everything up here for Arizona Sky Roofing Consultants, and it looks like she put you in for the new and business credit. Hello, Josh, are you there?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. So have you ever considered putting the company on the first page of Google before?
I have people from India call me about 3 to 4 times a day asking. So
yeah, it looks like you listed with them too. So you have 4 verified reviews with the Home Advisor powered by Angie. So how's that going so far?
I'm thinking about canceling with Angie. Angie kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'll get charged $200 for a lead that never calls me back, or, you know, it's just, I don't know. The reason I'm considering, you know, you guys, just because I'm considering this, discontinuing that advertisement stream.
Mm-hmm. Who's currently doing your advertising?
Me.
And how's that going so far? Are you an owner-operator?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have experience in marketing?
Yeah, I was a general sales director for all the Highgate Senior Livings in the Western United States.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, the major benefit to the position lies in the exclusivity. What that means is that once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we close the category down. We won't work with anybody else who offers the same services that you provide to your clients. Okay? Price-wise, with the new and business credit, what you're looking at is a flat monthly investment rate of $299 a month. It's month-to-month. There's no contract. You already have the website, so we can waive the setup fee altogether. You're looking at the $299 just to get set up and moving forward. Specifically, what that program includes is the first page placement on Google. So we'll take your current Google business profile and provide it with programming, keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation, weekly posts, and anchor it to the first page of services. Additionally, it does include all of the social media marketing and Facebook ads as well. So with this, you're able to get automatic retargeting. We do the weekly posts. We include all of the ads. We can run promotions that way. We also include the programming through Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, Bing, Google, Apple, Facebook, all the most popular directories.
All right, let's go. Let's get it.
Okay. So for account purposes, I'm just pulling everything up here. I see that you do have the website in place. Josh, is your first name officially Joshua or Josh?
It's Joshua.
And your last name, sir?
Bryant, what, Kobe?
Oh, okay. Bryant?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm looking here on the website, and I see an email of info@azskyroofing.com. Is this the best email to send correspondence to and from Local Splash, or do you have a different email you prefer?
Either one is fine. They all trickle down to me.
Okay. It's up to you.
Yeah, the info will work.
Okay. Cool. So the phone number that we're speaking on, 928-600-0611, that's the best phone number to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm doing is I'm sending out a couple of text messages to you now as the lead on your account and point of contact for you. It's my job to make sure you're getting what you want and need out of the package. I'm available to you Monday through Friday. Your Arizona, 8 to 4, Monday through Friday. So we're in California. Sometimes we're on the same time zone. Sometimes we're not.
Okay, got it.
The second one is a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking and reporting system. It's just a brief overview. That way you can see how everything works. And, of course, I'll always be here to help walk you through that or explain anything else to you that you might need. I have, when I pull up the Google business profile, it shows me that the business address is 3571 Shoshone Street in Flagstaff, Arizona, 86005. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go ahead and verify that. And then what are your hours of operation? When do you want the phone calls coming into you?
24 hours a day.
Are you offering emergency services as well?
I mean, I can if need be.
Okay. It's up to you. It's how we'll advertise it, depending on the listing and what you want. What forms of payment do you accept? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
All the above.
Okay. And then the target market, how far outside of Flagstaff are you looking to target?
Are you familiar with Arizona?
I am a bit, yes. I have family down in, I have family in Phoenix. I have family down in Tucson. I have family in and around Arizona, a few different places, yeah.
So I would say basically all of northern Arizona. Whenever, if you're familiar with Flagstaff, Flagstaff, it snows. I mean, it's snow right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't put up a new roof when it's snow. So I
right. Got,
in the winter times, that's usually when I'm in Prescott area, Williams, Winslow, Camp Verde, Cottonwood. Basically all of northern Arizona.
Okay. All right. Got that. Let's see here. I don't see a Facebook page for the company yet. Do you have one?
Kind of. I just set something up simple. I haven't really been running on it, anything through it.
That's okay.
If
is it
have...
under... I'm sorry. What's that?
I don't even have it set up as a business page. I mean, that's something I started doing like last week.
Okay. So all business profiles are built as a derivative of the personal page. They don't interact and intertwine. If it's not one that you have set up yet, that's actually perfect because we'll go in and set up the business page and set it up properly. We'll also include all the backlinking and hyperlinks and all the things that are needed. Instead of going in and having to clean up another one, we can just start fresh. So during your client onboarding, what they're going to do is they're going to go ahead and ask for access to your current Facebook page, and then we'll build out the business page as the derivative of, okay?
Okay.
Licensed and insured, yes?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, I've got all of that. So the next thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and schedule your client onboarding with my technician. This is a 20 to 30 minute phone interview. It does not require that you're in front of a computer unless you choose to be. At this point, they will be asking for access to the Google Business profile. It's showing you how to sign us on as managers. They'll get access to the Facebook page so we can go ahead and build that out and get everything moving forward. So I have available appointment times today. We have a lot available, actually. We have something available between 12 and 1. We have something available between 2 and 3 or between 4 and 5. Which one would you like?
What time is it now? 11:30. Let's do – are you guys on the same time as us right now? Or
no, every time I gave you was your time.
Okay. You said 2:30?
I can do between 2 and 3.
Let's do 2 o'clock.
Okay. So what we do is we block it off between the 2 and 3 p.m. hour, and we try to call as close to the 2 p.m. hour as we can. Obviously, if the technician's finishing up with the client directly in front of you, we want to get all their questions answered. We afford you that same thing. You'll receive an email notification here as I go ahead and block that space for you. It's going to say local splash. C-I-E-N, Client Interview English. It's going to have your first and last name. It will also have your phone number. The call is going to come from our 877 phone number. And when it comes through, I will be the one to call and introduce you to your onboarding agent as long as I'm available and not on the phone like I am with you right now. If I am, then the technician will call through themselves, okay?
Okay.
All right. So for the billing information, the card you're putting on file, is it just your first and last name or is there a middle initial?
Do what now? You're starting to cut out.
I said for the billing information, is it just your first and last name or is there a middle initial?
Let me look. It's my middle initial is R.
R? Okay. I got Amy Ray. My middle initial is R, too. All right. Is the billing...
My middle name's Ray as well.
Oh, is it? Well, I got the R-A-E, but I was named after my daddy with the R-A-Y, so, you know.
Yeah.
Is the billing address for the card the 3571 Shoshone Street, or is it the P.O. Box?
It's the Shoshone. I have no idea where that P.O. Box even came from.
Yeah, HomeAdvisor does some crazy stuff, man. You got to watch out. That's for sure. But at least your personal information is not out there. I mean, you have it on your Google profile, so that's okay. But usually they just blast people's stuff, and they don't always ask them if they can put their phone number and not their phone number, but their home address on there. So at least they didn't do that to you. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
A Visa. And I'm also just, I got to drive, so it might click over to Bluetooth. So
okay. Yeah, no worries. I'm ready for the card. I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4266.
Mm-hmm.
3153.
Mm-hmm.
8199.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God. 1692.
Expiration month and year.
Ideas. 1028.
Three-digit code on the back?
682.
682. I'm updating your profile, assigning the package, and we'll process payment for the $299. I need to set a security question.
Hold on. All right, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What was that again?
I said I need to set a security question on the account that's going to be your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Do you want to choose a different one?
Those are the only three questions we have. It's your choice.
First pet name,
You can really pick whatever you want for that security word. It doesn't have to be the actual first pet's name. You can pick whatever you want.
How about Wiggles?
Wiggles, you got it. Okay.
Wiggles.
And we do this to protect your proprietary information. Please understand Local Splash is never going to call you and ask you for one more single red cent than what's already been agreed upon. And if somebody calls you requesting that, then you should know that that is a scam call. You should ask for your security question and please let us know immediately, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I tried to process the card and it told me it's an invalid account number. So let me read the number back to you as what I have. I have 4266.
No, 4246.
4246. Well, there it is. Okay, let me go ahead and update that. So we're going to read a voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash, and it goes over the fact that the pricing is done month to month. If you have any questions while I'm reading the voice verification, please feel free to stop me so I can further explain. And it goes like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of your business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Arizona Sky Roofing.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Joshua Bryant, owner.
Joshua, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
And hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is January 5th, 2024 in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $299 for the all-inclusive platinum package. Setup fee has been waived. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the fifth day of every month in the flat monthly investment rate of $299. Again, no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. Should you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, please contact myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. There's just one last bit of business here, and it's going to be a text message. I'm sending it across now. It's going to say https://my.localsplash.com. It is a clickable link. And with this link, once you click it and it opens up, Josh, it's going to open up, and it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Do I need to do it while I'm driving on the freeway?
No, you don't need to do it while you're driving on the freeway at all. I just want you to be aware of it. Go ahead, and once you get secured, please not on the freeway, do pull it up, and it's going to have an overview of everything that's included with the package. If you see an asterisk by something, it can be added to your package at the time of your choosing. At the very bottom, you'll see the price point locked in at the $299 for the Platinum package with the local SEO and the Facebook ads. And we just ask that you click the box and then type in your first name, middle initial, last name, no periods or dots, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, I'll speak with you later on, and I look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Happy New Year, Josh.
Happy New Year.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks. No, I'm doing a phone. I said video call. What is what?